general laws and Senate bills. This is Senate Bill 134. Folks, this is an emergency bill. I'm going to recognize the distinguished senator from District 33.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. You know, it's a humble thing when you make a mistake. You have to stand in front of your peers and admit you did something wrong. Last night, I spotlighted an email that went out with the wrong phone number, and it was pointed out to me that a correction was sent out. So in going back to my office early this morning, I found out within a half an hour of the original email that went out, a correction email followed. And I'm here to apologize, Mr. President. We have hardworking folks up in our offices, and it's unfair for me to point out something without making sure the record is set straight that they did a very fine thing. Also, Mr. President, you kind of challenged me last night about the four examples I brought up of some of my constituents having problems with the enrollment on the Maryland Health Exchange. And again, each of those four separate constituents, we did work with them, Mr. President. We did make sure that they followed up with appropriate phone numbers, and then we followed up with them to make sure that their questions were answered. Not everything is perfect today, but be assured that we're trying our very, very best to work with our constituents that have problems. It's difficult out there, and believe me, my staff does a very good job in doing the best they can also. And the final thing is a little bit of an explanation on my vote last night. If you noticed, I put a green one up there. I stood here, Mr. President, for almost a half an hour questioning and probing, because that's what we're supposed to do, and, Mr. President, that's what you encouraged us to do. And I thought we had a pretty good discussion, but the key question I kept saying is, for us as individual senators, for the committee, and for Mr. Chairman, your leadership, continue to ask those hard questions. This is a flawed system. I'm voting for this bill for those folks that have fallen through the cracks. I didn't vote for the original bill in 12. I didn't vote for the funding and extension in 13. I'm voting for this bill for a very small portion of our citizens who've been adversely impacted by a flawed system. And I thank you very much for allowing me to explain my vote.
Senator, thank you for your kind explanation, honestly and truly. Thank you for your words of apology to the distinguished senator from finance. Thank you for taking care of your constituents. We're sometimes the last backstop. They have no one else to turn to. They're frustrated by state government. They get phones that don't get answered. People that sometimes that answer are very rude to them. And they expect us to be cordial, and they expect us to find a navigator. They expect us to help find their way. And that's what we're here for. And by you taking care of those four individuals, you serve as a living example of what each and every one of the 47 should be about. I thank you very much for your service. Okay. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, I supported the committee that I work with also. And I've been very, very diligent about trying to keep the heat cranked up. There are two separate issues that we're dealing with here. One is the repair, which I think this bill goes to those people that have been harmed by the malpractice that we've seen on behalf of the government. You know, it's interesting. We just had a senator stand up and apologize for, you know, some of his questions and his comments yesterday, and yet we requested and probed and kept pressing for the lieutenant governor, won't you apologize on behalf of the government to the people that have been harmed by this? He couldn't let those words escape his lips. He just couldn't do it. Now, sure, the secretary then stepped up and made an apology or whatever. But, you know, this is the remediation to those people that have been harmed. I'm voting for it. I didn't support the earlier bill. I don't think that the whole Obamacare or the state health exchange or anything that you want to call it is the way that the state should have gone and should be the policy of the land. But it is. And because it is, these people were harmed, and this is certainly a short-term remedy for that. And so I'll be supporting it. And I know that there are going to be some people that are opposing it. And that's fine, too, because this is the public statement that the state messed up. So I'll be voting green on this bill. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to comment on Senate Bill 134? Anyone else either pro or against wish to be heard? If not, folks, this is Senate Bill 134. It's an administration bill. It's on third reading for final passage. It's an emergency bill. It needs a certain number of votes to pass, more than a simple majority. Are you ready for the vote? If so, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. President?
Has everyone recorded the vote? Anyone wish to change their vote? Anyone wish to explain their vote? If not, the clerk will take the call. 38 in the affirmative, 8 in the negative. Senate Bill 134, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed.